to the latest episode
Cut
of...
Cut to the chase.
Exactly that. Let's talk content and reels and social media, right? That's a topic that you probably will need a 24 hours Cut to the Chase extended version. We don't have the time of that. And interesting enough, you came before to the office and you asked Leanne, my amazing marketing manager, what's new in the social media space, right?
Oh, yeah.
And where do we start? She couldn't stop talking for 10 minutes. The point, though, is this, right? I get asked often, it's like, you got a lot of content online and it's very successful. And it's like, not all videos are successful. The videos that are most successful are the ones that I explain something that I've been asked the most. What I mean by that? Well, you know, we talked about it a few episodes ago, what's happening at the moment in the market. Well, if somebody asks you a question 5 times in 3 days, how about you put a reel about that particular thing?
Yep.
Right? If a lot of buyers ask you, what's the best way to get a bill, whatever the question is that you're dealing with, that is your sphere of influences that actually look up to you. So how about you actually take a note of when you get asked the question, and the moment you get asked the same question 2 or 3 times, you do a reel and put it online.
Well, my suggestion on if you're not at the level that Team Diego are and you're trying to build a reputation is the reels every day, putting out what's actually selling.
And I'll give you a little secret that, and it's not my secret, I heard it from Tom Panos. Go on Instagram, you go on story or reel, and then there is a little button that's a green button, and that's a green screen. Okay, so I sold the property a couple of days ago. I took a screenshot of the property that sold from the Harco website, put it as a background, and then the reel on top of it is like, hey, it's Diego from Harco's. It just sold 22 William Blake, pointed at the address, said a couple of words, then Leanne is boosting $100 in Riverhead, already got 7 inquiries from there. Now, that is just a story of a property that I sold. Now, you might have not sold the property because you got no listing. How about you say, hey, there's a property down the road that just sold for this with a screenshot of the property behind you.
You're not claiming it as your sale, but what happens in social media, people just see that you know what's going on. They see your photo, your mugshot with properties that are selling. They make the assumption and you get your foot in the door, right?
Absolutely. I had two calls and one message about the video that I put about my story of all the auctions that we had. And people said, whoa, that's amazing. How do you do it? And I wasn't showing up. This is just a fact, right? But people want to know what's happening, right? And it's your job to create the enthusiasm or, you know, a little bit of
the energy, the hustle, energy, the momentum, all of those things, right? Yep. People gravitate towards that momentum and that energy.
Absolutely. And so talking about social media and reels and all of that, by the way, this is a quick freebie for you. If you're looking for content, this is for free. I'm going to give it to you for free. If you're looking for content, send me an email, diego@diego.nz. I'll send you 20 topics of reels that you can put up. By the way, if you're smart, you can get it from ChatGPT because that's where I got it from. But the point of it is I don't reinvent the wheel. There is plenty of stuff that you can put around. Now, if you're on my level, I've got someone that does my reel and I've got one reel and it does in 4 different formats. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Not YouTube, TikTok.
Yeah.
Slightly different from this. Like, that is next level up, right? I spend $2,000-$3,000 a month.
Because TikTok's critical now because that's aligned with YouTube, right? So, man, you cannot avoid that space.
Do you remember Gina Deloy that we saw last year? She was a huge fan of mine on TikTok. She said, I always watch your TikToks. And I, at that point, I was like, I better go on my TikTok channel. And then I realized there's 1,700 followers. And I was like, Jesus, I'm almost famous. No, jokes apart. Look, it's about being relevant and putting information out there that people want to listen to.
Go well.